Welcome to the Legacy of Legends, a Dynasty podcast. Join the Legacy of Legends team as we talk about the ins and outs of fantasy football, specifically from a Dynasty perspective. Our purpose is to help you make the moves to leave your mark and establish a legacy in your Dynasty league. And welcome. My name is BJ Kent, and I'm welcomed in by the one and only Stephen Devo Deaton. What's up, Stephen? How are you, man?
What's going on, man? I'm good. How are you?
Doing good, man. Enjoying this off season, not thinking too much about Dynasty right now, and kind of getting ready to get back in the swing of things in the next month or so, man.
Absolutely. We're about to get back into it, and summer will be here and gone before we know it. We'll be back into it very quickly here. All of our rookie drafts have wrapped up, and hopefully you've got your team kind of where you want it and kind of making some final pushes and finalizations for your roster here in the next couple months for the start of the season.
Absolutely. I know if you've been on Twitter too, you've been seeing all the hype around training camp and everything else right now. Seems like everybody's just kind of grasping at the wind for some dynasty relevance right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. So anyway, Steven, just kind of jumping into this episode, man. We won't try to keep the listeners too long right now. Let's just jump into the news and notes segment. Not really a lot has happened over the last, I would say, 3 weeks that we've since we recorded. One big news did happen. Kind of out of nowhere. Like, I knew there was some trade rumors and stuff, but DeAndre Hopkins was actually released from the Arizona Cardinals. I guess they're just accepting this rebuild kind of full force, huh?
Looks like it.
And so as of right now, on June the 6th, DeAndre Hopkins is still yet to sign with another team. I know that at any moment he could literally sign. The rumored landing spots as of right now is the Buffalo Bills, the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Cleveland Browns with a reunion with Deshaun Watson there possibly. Steven, my simple question is this for you, bro. How are you feeling about the 31-year-old wide receiver in Dynasty right now?
Man, it feels like a long, long, long time ago when Deshaun Watson was throwing passes to DeAndre Hopkins, doesn't it? Like a long time ago. As far as Hopkins goes, I mean, I think he's proven when he's on the field, he is a difference maker. I don't think, as far as everything we've seen, age has not really caught him yet. Now, we know Father Time's undefeated. But I still like him, man. I don't know where he falls just exactly in this moment in my dynasty rankings. But, I mean, if you're dead red win now, I mean, he's a nice player to have on your roster for sure.
Yeah, he kind of gives me Keenan Allen vibes. Yeah, to where I think his dynasty value is probably not just the greatest right now if you're selling. But right. like what you said, man, you can get him for the cheap. And,
yeah, I mean, if you can get him for cheap and you're dead red win, I mean – as an owner of DeAndre Hopkins, if you're selling him for a rebuild, you know, you look to get a first. But to be honest, you're probably not going to get it with the age. Mm-hmm. But again, if you're buying DeAndre Hopkins, would you give a second for him? You probably would. So it's just one of those things. And I don't know if you'd sell him for a second if you're a seller. You may just hold him and just see what happens. But again, it's just one of those things. He's kind of in a weird spot as far as what he's actually worth dynasty wise, but to some team going for a push for a playoff, for the playoffs, or for a nice wide receiver that's going to probably produce this year, pretty much no matter the landing spot, he's kind of proven even with everything the different places he's been, the Deshaun Watson saga with the Texans, he produced with every quarterback that threw for the Texans. You know what I mean? I mean, he produces with whatever quarterback he has. So I'm not worried about a landing spot for him. I'm just worried about the age. But again, he's going to be a nice piece for somebody who's dead red win now.
Yeah, you take a runner up on a contender team who can send their second, which would probably be like a Josh Downs or a player like that, and go get D-Hop to make a championship push. Dude, I'd do that all day long. All day long. So my next question, Steven, how do you think this affects Kyler Murray's long-term dynasty rankings, knowing that the Cardinals are just embracing the rebuild?
I'm fine with Kyler Murray. We know that the quarterback position is a longevity position. I'm not super worried about Kyler Murray and all that. I mean, if they're rebuilding kind of around Kyler, he's only 25 years old. Quarterbacks play well into their 30s, mid-30s at a high level. I'm not real worried about that. You know, you may be worried about it this year as far as what he may be able to produce for you, but if they rebuild right, you shouldn't be worried about Kyler long-term, I don't think.
Yeah, I think he's a buy candidate for a rebuild, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah, I think he is too.
Because, man, if you can get him right now as like your QB3 in Superflex and just not use him at all this year, because who knows if he plays or not. But
Right.
then if you can get him and just kind of stash him until 2024, I think it's a smooth move, man. So anyways, guys, today on this episode, what we wanted to cover is we want to talk about some buys and sells at current ADP. As you know, things to talk about during the NFL offseason can be very, very far and few in between. So what we wanted to do is actually just kind of give you guys a little bit of content today. Talk about some of the, I guess, trends that we're seeing in the current ADP stuff going on right now. And, you know, just kind of like what Steven said, a lot of managers are reconstructing their rosters right now, getting their teams ready for that push. And so here's some dynasty assets that are elevated or falling in value, and some that you need to buy and some that you need to sell. And so we're going to give you four buys and four sells today, two a piece. And we'll be looking at DLF's 12-team Superflex ADP. Steven, I'm going to let you kick this thing off, man. Tell us your first sell.
All right, man, I'm going to kick this thing off. But by the looks of things here, we both have two vets, and we kind of both have two younger guys here. I'm just going to go ahead and kick this thing off and piss a lot of people off right here. My sell for this segment, one of them, is Bijan Robinson. Current ADP is 11. He's going 111 in startups, and his dynasty running back ranking is 1. Now, BJ, me and you talked about this. I mean, where can he go? Where can he go, BJ? Up? Can he go up? I mean, is there any room to go up? I mean, there's no room to go up, and he's not even played yet. There's zero room to go up here. So, man, I know, and I get it. I mean, I know the hype. I know he's a good player. I get all that. But at this current spot, 111 is the first running back off the board. Sell it. Sell it. Sell it. Sell it. Could he live up to this? Sure. What's the chances of that? Give me a percentage, BJ. 5, 10? I mean, 20? What's the chances Bijan Robinson finishes as the running back 1 this year? You know, is there potential for him to do that in the future? Sure. Is there potential for a number of other running backs to do that? Absolutely. And you've got this guy at 111 who hadn't played a single snap yet. I kind of remember talking about this when Jonathan Taylor was going at his spot at so high, and look at kind of where he's at now. He's not far, super far off, but again, he's not the dynasty running back 1, and I don't know that he ever really lived up to what he was, right? And I kind of feel the same thing about Bijan Robinson right here. I just don't know that he can live up to this much hype here.
Yeah, and if we're talking about ADP too, man, like if I'm sitting there at 111 and Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase have already went off the board, along with your quarterbacks such as Fields, Lawrence, Lamar, Justin Herbert, Burrow, Hurts, Allen, Mahomes, then honestly, I'm probably still going wide receiver here. I hate drafting running backs in the first round of a dynasty startup Superflex league, Steven, if I'm honest with you.
Absolutely.
My ideal build for anybody out there listening who's in a league with me is quarterback, quarterback. I love going two stud quarterbacks in the first two rounds of a dynasty Superflex startup. But if I have to choose a positional, I guess, position outside of quarterback, chances are I'm going wide receiver. And so, like, give me CeeDee Lamb over him. Give me A.J. Brown over him. And then once you kind of get past that, then it gets a little sketchy, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Even with that, I'd still be tempted to take Deshaun Watson over him. I'd still be tempted to take Dak Prescott over him. Just because that quarterback and wide receiver position, the longevity of it compared to a running back is massive. Now, do I have high hopes for Bijan? Absolutely. What it comes down to, Steven, and I'm the world's worst at this, but ageism in dynasty. We see that he's 21 years old. He was one of the best prospects to come out of college in probably 4 or 5 years, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's Jonathan Taylor for sure.
Yeah, and the hype is there, man. And so basically what we're saying is it's not that we don't like the player, but, bro, get a haul out of him right now.
Absolutely.
Like why sit and wait and hope that he can get these numbers?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
If you got to, you got to. I get it. But also, man, see what's out there. So, Steven, I'm going to go on to my veteran here and kind of save the young one for later. Current sale. I know this dude is hard to sell right now because he's coming off of an injury, and I know he's old as dirt. But, dude, Cooper Kupp's ADP right now is fourth round at 405 in the dynasty wide receiver 14. That's just too much for me, bro. The reason that I say this is because, like, I know Cooper Kupp is a game changer. He was before he got hurt last year. I know that he can easily put up 30 points a game. But man, in Dynasty, if you can tell me that I can have DK Metcalf over him, even Devontae Smith over him, dude, I'm choosing those younger guys. And like I said, it's the ageism aspect, but also it's the fact that this guy is 29.9 years old. And so by the season, he should be 30. And not only that, but if you watch that Rams team last year, when Cut went down and Stafford went down, that team was trash, bro. I don't have high hopes for them this year. Just to be honest with you, I know Stafford's back. I know Cup is back. But it's very, very obvious that they're going to try to tank for a quarterback for the next year, just to be honest with you. And so, like, if I'm Red Dead Win now, Cup, sure, you know, I'm cool. Like, I think of my Yellowstone team, Steven. I've got him as my wide receiver two or three on my team. Cool, I'll make that push, you know. But you're telling me if somebody came along right now and offered me one of those younger studs for him, I'm smash accepting it. I'm not even thinking twice.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's just my view here.
Yeah, I think by the way, his birthday is June the 15th, so he'll be 30 in 2 weeks. Or in a week and a half, he'll be 30. So he's gonna this guy, and along with my guy that I'm gonna have here in a minute, they kind of fall in this. They fall in the same category of what we were talking about, Hopkins, right? He's a great dead red win now guy, like he is. But dynasty value wise, and current ADP in a dynasty startup, to draft him as your wide receiver, as wide receiver 14. Man, at ADP 41, it just feels too high. And I do agree with you. Again, he's a dead red win now guy, and I kind of get it. But from a dynasty startup perspective, you know, this guy's – he's getting up there, and I feel like this is a sell spot.
Absolutely, man. All right, Steven, who's your next sell?
Okay, so my guy here, man, another vet here, and it just – it feels super high, man. And again, this guy right here, he's going to be in that Cooper Kupp mold, in that DeAndre Hopkins mold. He's going to be a guy that can probably win you a league this year. But we're talking about ADP for a dynasty league startup. Your current ADP, 27 overall, is the running back 3, Christian McCaffrey. All right. And I know he's won leagues for people before. He puts up insane numbers when he's healthy. And he's probably going to have a really good year this year with San Francisco, but at what would we say, 27 years old? Mm-hmm. I think he's 27, correct? Yeah, but
yeah,
about to be 27 when the season starts. That's creeping on up there for running backs. They just don't have the longevity that wide receivers, tight ends, quarterbacks do. It's just the wear and tear on them. And Christian McCaffrey has had a lot of wear and tear over his career. He has been used a ton. And I just think, man, at this spot, as the running back 3 overall, if you can get something for him right now, get you a haul right now, because that cliff's coming, and when it hits, it's going to be falling fast.
Man, it's so difficult for dynasty managers to kind of practice this, though, Steven. I will say that, because, like, you know good and well, man, if you put McCaffrey on the trade block right now, like, do you think that he's going to, like, people are going to come with you with, like, Breece Hall and, you know, Chris Olave and trade offers like that?
Man, it just depends on the manager, right? It depends on the dynasty manager. It depends on their value. I feel like it's a fine line of ageism and then building your roster young, right? I do get that old guys like Christian McCaffrey will win you leagues, and I'm all for it if the price is right. This just feels too expensive to me.
Yeah, I get that. And that's my way of looking at this too, man. Is like, I know, like for instance, if one of y'all take our trade, our advice here and throw him on the block, don't just accept like a bullcrap offer, guys. Okay.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
not no. what we're saying. What we're saying is like, when you are on the clock in these positions and stuff, such as if you're sitting there at what pick, what was it again? Pick 303 in a dynasty startup.
303 startup.
Do you really want to use that third round pick on McCaffrey? And so, like, I know it's always different for each manager and stuff like that, man, but that's a tough trigger to pull, you know?
Yeah, very hard.
But I mean, like you said, though, Steven, Red Dead Win now, it kind of skews our vision a little bit as well, to where, I mean, McCaffrey could very easily win you a league, man, but he can. It's just very tough, man. So, my sell right now, another rookie, Jahmyr Gibbs. Jahmyr Gibbs has potential to be a fantastic wide receiver, and the reason that I say that is at Alabama he was a running PPR back. Sorry, my fault. Running back.
We do know what we're doing, guys. Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's only 10:15 at night. I mean, I'm not like half sleeping or nothing. Exactly. So Jahmyr Gibbs is a running back that can actually return on this value. There's a small chance, but he's going to be fantastic in the NFL. He has the potential to be, I guess I could say, to where at Alabama he was a PPR machine. Outside of the backfield, man, whenever Bryce Young would check it down to him, he could very easily turn that check down into a 75-yard gain. The issue that I have with this, though, is that his current ADP is 307 going to ADP 31 and running back 6 in Dynasty. And for me, just like your argument a while ago with Bijan Robinson, I think Jahmyr Gibbs is going to start off the season hot because the only other person that Jared Goff can throw to is Amon-Ra St. Brown, and that's it. And so I think Jahmyr Gibbs, if healthy, will be a really, really good rookie running back. But yep, the chances of him actually hitting on this value, and not only that, but just the fact that we have yet to see him play a player. Now, look, I'm an Alabama homer, man. But still, if I'm sitting there at 307 and got Jahmyr Gibbs in my eyes and I'm looking at him and stuff, I'm probably still taking T. Higgins over him, who was behind him in ADP. I'm probably still taking Travis Etienne over him, who's behind him in ADP. I may even take Devontae Smith over him, who's behind him in ADP. And so the reason being, man, you just got to kind of look at this mindset here, begin to see that, hey, at the price that I'm paying, do I really want to risk my entire team on this rookie in the third round? And just for me, I would rather go with the safer option.
Absolutely. With that third round, with a third round pick there, it's just so hard to put your team on the line, like you said, with Jahmyr Gibbs in the third round. It's so hard to do that. And I agree with you with those early picks like that, you know, first, second, third, even in the fourth, you do need to be kind of safe. I mean, sure, you can take some swings at some guys, but man, in the third round, there are some studs there. And we just don't know about Gibbs yet. We know what he did at Alabama. We know kind of what he has potential to do. But you have some proven guys at this spot. And at Dynasty RB6, I'm just like you, man. It's just too early. It's just too early to do that. I'm like you. I'm taking a more proven guy that's still a young guy right here in this spot.
Absolutely, man. All right, Steven, who's your first buy, bro?
All right, guy, my first buy that we're going to go here with, it's a homer pick, right? It's a pretty big homer pick. You know, I know I'm a Saints fan, so you might know where I'm going here. Current ADP 110, so in the 10th round, 10-02, at running back 30, you can pick up an Alvin Kamara. All right, BJ, so we talk about, you know, expectations and where guys can finish, and we do know a suspension might be looming for Kamara. I've kind of seen, you know, 5-6 game suspension max is kind of what I've seen. May not be that much. So who knows? But are you telling me that I can get an Alvin Kamara in the 10th round of a startup at all the way down as an RB3, running back 30? I can draft an Alvin Kamara who can put up on any given week running back overall one numbers. I think I want to sign up for that. Now, I do know there is some age here, and we've talked about age. But, again, when you get all the way to the 10th round, age isn't really as much of a factor as it is when you get those early round picks, right? So all the way down in the 10th round, if you can get me a guy like Alvin Kamara who can definitely put up an RB1 overall week, I like it. Give me Kamara here at current ADP 110.
I think he's going to be a lot of people's zero RB hero this year,
yeah,
Stan.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I'll be honest with you, man.
He's going to be a guy that people draft, even in some redrafts. I know we're not talking about redraft, but even in redraft, he's going to be a guy that wins people leagues at the end of the year. He's going to be suspended early, most likely. You're going to have him on your bench, and even in Dynasty, it's going to be this way. But at the end of the year, he's going to come in with a 6-game suspension halfway through the year. He's going to be fresh, and he's going to win people leagues. That's what's going to happen with Alvin Kamara this year.
Yep, and I like what you're saying here with a buy, Steven, because I was just in a 12-team Superflex startup. I think it was just last week or the week before, and I ended up pulling the trigger on Kamara at 808. And so with it, man, if he falls down all the way to the 10th round, I think it's a smash pull. And
absolutely,
the reason being, man, everybody knows when DeAndre Hopkins was suspended that one time for, what, like 6 games? Mm-hmm. And then when he came back to the Cardinals, dude, he balled out because he is a stud. In the same way there, man, we know what Kamara can do when he's on the field. Finishes running back 16 last year, and then he also gets an upgrade in quarterback in my eyes. And not only that, but Derek Carr loves to check down to the running back. And so, man, I think it's a smash pull, Steven. I mean, you got a running back who could very easily put up 15 points average on his team. And so, I mean, you got Jamal Williams for half of the season while he's suspended.
Yeah.
And then when Kamara comes fresh legs, bro, I think he's going to win some people some leagues.
And Kendre Miller's there too, and we know the Saints drafted him, and he could be Kamara's replacement. We you know, you don't know, but I just know for this year at in the 10th round as your 30th overall running back, Kamara's worth a shot here to maybe help win you a league here in the 10th round.
Agreed, man. So my first buy in Dynasty at current ADP is the running back 37 at ADP of 129. Or 130 in the 11th round, 10th pick. Back of the 11th, Stephen.
Yep.
Alexander Mattison. And I know this is one of those recent news things and all of that. But one thing that I love, Stephen, is when a handcuff running back who has proved that they have potential to be a stud running back, a stud star on their team, has somebody in front of them that leaves. For instance, I remember being big on A.J. Dillon, and then Aaron Jones crushed my heart. I remember being big on Ramondre Stevenson whenever Damian Harris was there, called that shot. Ramondre is now, in some people's eyes, a top 12 dynasty running back. I remember being high on Tony Pollard, and now Pollard's being viewed as a top 12 dynasty running back. Alexander Mattison, all signs are pointing that Dalvin Cook is going to be out, okay? A lot of signs are pointing that way. I think even the GM and the central office or whatever you want to call it came out this week and said that they view Alexander Mattison as a three-down running back. And then not only that, but you have Alexander Mattison came on a podcast today and actually said what it would mean to him if he was a three-down running back and what it would mean to him if he lost Dalvin Cook on that team. And so if you even have the players on the team talking about Dalvin Cook potentially leaving, which is looking like a 75% chance or better that he's going to, you're telling me that I can get Alexander Mattison behind Roschon Johnson, who may and may not be in a timeshare, Brian Robinson, Kendre Miller, David Montgomery, whenever Alexander Mattison, when he has the snap percentage of there, then he does good. When he has the opportunity, he succeeds. For instance, Steven, I'm looking at his stats right now, man. Over the past 2 years, when the guy gets over 60% of the snaps, usually when Dalvin Cook is hurt, I want to read you his PPR numbers real quick, all right? Week 3 of 2021 season, 23 fantasy points on 68 snap percentage. 2 weeks later against Detroit, 25 fantasy points. Later on in the season, 21 fantasy points. Later on in the season, 16 fantasy points. And so when the opportunities are there, the guy knows how to run with the ball. He knows how to catch it out of the backfield. And if I can get a potential starting running back at running back 37, dude, I'm taking that all day long.
Yeah, man, I agree with you. And this is a recency. This is going to be a recency bias thing here.
Absolutely.
He's not going to stay here at this ADP. It's just not going to happen. He's not going to stay here. He is going to jump up, and he's going to be a lot higher than this. I love it though, because I agree with you. Dalvin Cook's probably about to be dealt. The Dalvin Cook rumors, if you go look at them right now, Dalvin Cook rumors, Dolphins contender to land Vikings running back, Dallas Cowboys considering blockbuster trade for Dalvin, report Jets interested in Dalvin Cook. Dude, he's probably going somewhere. And what about those three teams? What if one of those three teams that I just listed winds up with Dalvin Cook? Isn't that going to throw a monkey wrench into somebody's plans? If you're an A-chain guy. If he goes to the Dolphins, those A-chain shares, you can just kind of throw them away for a little while anyway. You know, what if the Cowboys pick him up? What about your Pollard shares? So there's some really interesting things here. The Jets. Of course, you got Brees, you got, you know, those guys there. So it's just very interesting. But as far as Mattison goes, yeah, man, if you can get Mattison right now to start up at 11-10, if you pass on him at 11-10, more power to you, I guess. Because, man, I love it. I love that spot. All right, BJ, my last buy here. And I don't love it, but I like it a lot. I really do. It's current ADP 84. You can get this guy at the very back end at 712 overall, the seventh round. Dynasty running back 20 is Miles Sanders, man. And Miles Sanders, to me, he was great with the Eagles, right? When he was given the ball, he was great. It was just Jalen Hurts was the running back, right? Jalen Hurts was the running back in Philadelphia. And so, man, I really think that Miles Sanders is going to show out in Carolina, especially if they use him the way he needs to be used. So I really like Miles Sanders here in this spot at ADP 84, 712 overall, running back 20.
Absolutely, man. I know Miles Sanders, he's always been the RB of choice whenever he goes zero RB, like we've always talked about on the previous episodes, Steven. But now you put him on a Carolina team where they're – I don't even know who their second running back is, bro, I'll be honest with you. Maybe Chuba Hubbard, maybe. But you've also got a rookie quarterback in there. And so what are they going to do? They're going to run the ball to take the pressure off of Bryce Young, you know. And so I don't think he really has much more to compete with. I think Miles Sanders at that part is a smash all day long, Steven. Now, my last one real quickly. Jerry Jeudy, man. Let that guy eat this year with Sean Payton coming in. Hopefully Russell Wilson can get his feet back under him. But Jerry Jeudy's current ADP is 77, going to 705. Dynasty wide receiver, 27. Okay? Dude, I think that he smashes this. He finished as a wide receiver 22 last year with terrible Russell Wilson play. And then not only that, but to finish out the season, Steven, from week 14 all the way to week 18, 33 points, 14 points, 17 points, 10 points, 24 points. That one week when he scored 33 points in playoffs and was the wide receiver one on the week, that's the type of ceiling that we see Jerry Jeudy have. And just for instance, Steven, in one of my startup leagues, I think just a couple weeks ago I was talking about, I ended up drafting Cortland Sutton, and I was like, this feels disgusting. Because obviously, in my eyes, Jerry Jeudy is the wide receiver to own in Denver. And so at this pick, man, you're basically telling me that he's a wide receiver three in Dynasty? No. Put him up there like Dynasty wide receiver 20, 22, man. If I can get him in the seventh round, I'm taking it every day.
Yeah, man, I like this a lot. I've always been a Jerry Jeudy guy. I was a Jerry Jeudy guy last year with Russ coming on board. Of course, we kind of saw how that went. Didn't go great. But, man, Jerry Jeudy is an elite talent. He's an elite talent that has a very high skill set, a very good route runner. He's got a new head coach in Sean Payton. They've got a new regime there. And you know I love Sean Payton. And I really hope that Sean Payton can turn Russell Wilson around, can turn that offense around this year. And if you're telling me that I can get a guy that's most likely the wide – I'm a Jerry Jeudy guy over Sutton. I think Jerry Jeudy will be the wide receiver one on that team. If you're telling me that I can get a wide receiver one on a team with Sean Payton all the way in the seventh round as a dynasty wide receiver three, sign me up. I really like this buy here.
Absolutely, man. And so, guys, like we said, we just want to kind of take a break from, I guess, all the down season of the NFL offseason and give you some quality content, man. Be looking at these prices whenever you are doing startups, because we all know it's startup season right now. I know that a lot of you listeners are probably itching for a startup. I know that y'all's leagues are probably going from 15 dynasty leagues to 20 dynasty leagues before the NFL season starts. And so as you do that, man, as you're on the clock, be thinking about these wise choices that you're going to make. Do you really want to go dead red win now and then risk your entire team? Or do you want to make some little smart, methodical choices here and pass on some of these rookies with risk, pass on some of these veterans that could very easily fall off, but instead make these moves to secure your championship going forward? And so, man, just enjoy your offseason. That's all I got to say.
With this debt, there's nothing wrong with going dead red win now. There's nothing wrong with that. Just do it in the right way. Don't deplete your team of future assets, and don't deplete your team with a ton of veterans. And because if you do that, you're going to be in a really bad situation in a year or two or three. And it is all about winning now. I get it. And the name of the game is to win, but there's also this is dynasty football. You have to look ahead. Nobody likes a manager who goes in, goes dead red win now, and gets out of the league in 2 years because they've screwed their team up. So look, be be diligent about what you're doing, and do it the right way. Build your team the right way.
Absolutely, man. Be balanced. I think that's a good way to put it. So we want to take this time and just thank our listeners, man. We appreciate you guys. Y'all showed out on the last episode and gave us some pretty good listens, man. So we appreciate that. Also, we want to take this time and thank our friends over at Jab Step and NBA and Basketball Podcast. Ben, Jonathan, and Cassidy over there do some really good work. Y'all go follow them on Twitter. I think it's Jab_Step, Jab_Fantasy, something like that. And just go check them out, man. In closing, though, we want to thank y'all for the support once again. We hope to continue to produce some good quality content. Follow me over on Twitter at AfroDynamics116. Follow Steven at SDeaton24. And follow the pod at LOL Dynasty Pod. We appreciate you guys. Steven, you got anything else you want to close us out with?
Man, that sounds good. Everybody enjoy your summer. Look forward to talking to you guys soon.
Absolutely, man. Y'all have a good one.